Hey, this is Pastor James McCarroll of the First Baptist Church in the beautiful city of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I want to thank you for tuning in to hear my dear friend Sharon Kay with What's the 411. She is my favorite talk show host.
I love now you too, and your family. Oh, let me say hello to Nashville. Aren't we glad, y'all, to see some sun shining in the city? Mr. Sun, we certainly did miss you, or Miss Sun. Whichever, we missed you, honey. Just, you know, come see us some more. Because it has been, what a crazy weather weekend. Wasn't it wacky and
oh, it's been
windy?
Something else.
It's windy now.
Else.
Oh, yeah. Just, whew, everybody had to batten down the hatches and, you know, just get ready for, you know, because you don't know water does what water does. And, it was just really, and some people are still dealing with the water in basements and homes, etc. So it's going to be some more days before they see some drying out. But we're going to get a few days as far as this weather is concerned in the Middle Tennessee area. We got a few days to dry out and no chances for rain till towards the middle of the week. So hopefully things can semi-return to some level of normal wherever you are out there. There are still flood advisories and warnings in effect for the next day or so. I'll talk about that in a minute. But there was a lot of wind yesterday, and it's still, it's hanging around now because it is still quite windy now. I know driving in, I had to hold both hands on the wheel. And, you know, I do that anyway, but I'm just saying I had to put the grip on the steering wheel today. This morning it was like, wow. So the winds are from the west at 23, gusting at 40. And that 40 can get you when you're on the interstate. And, you know, heavy vehicles are no match when the winds are high. So for the small car folks, I don't know how y'all hold them down, but apparently you do.
I wondered the same thing.
I mean, for real. Because you, what, 2 tons, 3 tons, or whatever the
things blow by, it's like, whew.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, did you venture out into the crazy weather yesterday?
Not as much. Last night I did.
Oh,
but that was because I had to. But other than that, no.
Man, I was landlocked. I stayed.
When I did go outside, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm like, no, there's some stuff I could have done, but I'm like, whatever. Sometime, you know, I just didn't want to deal with it because it kept constant rain all day long. And it was kind of cool, you know. It was warmer, but it was still kind of cool. Sometimes it rains cold. And I just didn't, you know, sometimes, and also something too, you know, you're easy to get the sniffles and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm being ultra protective myself because I'm not trying to be sick. I got my flu shot this year for the first time, and I'm just a wimp, my doctor said. She has worried me to insane asylum about this for years, and I finally broke down in December. I was just whining. Just, you know, grown folks whine. Y'all know we do. We whine. So I got it, and I've been avoiding anybody who looks like they might partially be sick. You feel good, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking in.
It's the interns we have to watch out for.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the students.
They'll
definitely
come in touching everything.
Right, coughing. I'm like, go, bye. Just go away. But anyway, here's, I'll talk about the forecast in a second. Let me tell the audience what is in store this morning. Going to have some news headlines and issues of the day, our usual round of community information, and some church announcements. And I wanted to, every year around this time, I always remind the community about this event in Selma. And it's coming up. Matter of fact, it starts Friday, March 1st.
Okay.
The commemorating Bloody Sunday event, the Selma to Montgomery March, is part of a big two-day event that the Bridge Crossing Jubilee organizers in Selma have, and they want people to come and be a part of that historic weekend in that particular region. It's March the 1st through the 3rd, and they also will be commemorating the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and they have quite a host of events and activities for that time, as well as the actual march itself. The events include a parade, a mock trial, the Freedom Flame Awards Gala, honoring Susan Taylor, Mrs. Lillian Gregory, Gwen Carr, Linda Lowry, and Yusef Salam. They're going to have the MLK Unity Breakfast, and their speaker is Hillary Clinton, and the mass meeting with Pastor Jamal Bryan. Mm-hmm. You remember Jamal Bryan?
Yeah.
You know, he's over.
He's at New Birth.
Yeah, over at Eddie Long.
That's right.
Yeah. And
he's doing a tremendous job there.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's much bigger than where he was before.
Oh, by far.
And you know, he does know controversy.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah. I think it was a good fit for that church.
Do you?
Yeah.
His ex-wife is was on that show, Housewives of the Potomac.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she
shot a video with him.
At the church.
At that previous church, wishing him well and telling the congregation to that she supports his move and she supports the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she probably been down Atlanta, too.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I think they remain friends, but I think it was a good fit for
them. Well, that's the best.
Ministry.
When you got children, and no sense in axe grinding. Yeah. I mean, that's so crazy to me. You mess the children up. Let them grow up.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people have made fun of his shortcomings, but nonetheless, he's something that he's quite a speaker. That's all I can say. He can preach. He knows God.
Well,
I mean, he's something else.
He knows how. So, he knows God, but stay out of scandal, please.
Yeah.
He needs to stay out of scandal. Yeah.
He's gonna have to. Atlanta's tough. Atlanta
is
tough.
That's my point.
It's tough.
He needs to stay out of mess.
He's single. He's over a mega ministry there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. So, yield not to temptation, Reverend.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know it's hard, but you're working for Jesus. And that's where, you know, shortcomings is one thing, but if you continue to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I mean, and on the flip side of that, I guess we can say that he's been battle tested. So, like you said, if he can manage to
stay
focused, then he'll be fine. He's been
work
there, done that. He's had his shortcomings.
Go to bed.
So just stay focused.
And you know, just don't let your ego get out of whack, because that'll kill you every time. Get ego out of whack. But anyway, so they're gonna have quite a big week down there in Selma, and they're going to have the march that kicks off the Lift Our Vote 2020 campaign, and that's next Sunday, March the 3rd.
Yeah. I've walked across that bridge.
Have you?
Yeah, because my dad is
there.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
it's probably a big time for the folks down in Selma. Everybody coming there, you know.
Well, here's the complaint that I hear about from the people who live in Selma, and that is the political structure in Selma have not created.
It's not changed.
No, it's not created a mechanism by which Selma benefits from all these visitors. Montgomery benefits from all that because people stay in the hotels in Montgomery and they drive down
Selma
to Selma.
Selma doesn't have any hotels.
No. It has the Jesse James Hotel.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't the black folks building them?
That's a good question.
I mean, forget the mechanism. Let's take the dollars and build one.
That's a good question.
I mean, come on. We can't blame the man. Question. Build one.
And my dad
build it and they will come.
So,
you know, I'm just like, what?
So
okay, let's build one.
That's a good question. But that in the businesses, that you know, people come in, but Montgomery is the beneficiary of all the traffic and all the
people. Well, it's got to be a franchise, just like everything else is.
Mm-hmm.
Build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've gotten to a point with a lot of things that, you know, put up or shut up. I mean,
that's you know what, we got to get somebody on the phone to talk about.
You
can call some people. Because that's a relevant question. A lot of times we do say that, but from my understanding, there is a stronghold, a strangling of sorts. Of keeping out all, you know, sort of they just don't want, nothing has changed pretty much in that city in terms of trying to elevate the people. So,
well, maybe some famous person or someone that has means or whatever will be so moved. Because our community needs to stop making folks rich and then whine about
and
it.
And that,
I mean,
to me,
for real.
Selma is one of the most, in terms of the United States, popular places in the nation in terms of civil rights and historic significance. So it would be a no-brainer to build a hotel and some restaurants there.
What?
And if I was the owner of the Marriott or one of these others, I don't see why you wouldn't. But then again, because the population, when they're not coming in,
it's not producing,
can't anything. Produce, yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you have to bring jobs and things of that other nature to sustain some of that.
Or make a tourist trap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Nashville's a tourist trap.
Make it year-round. A bus that runs from Montgomery to Selma. Right. Yeah.
The Civil Rights
Selma
Store.
To Montgomery, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, it just seems to me like, I don't know, Mobile, Selma, you know.
Yeah.
The trek mm-hmm. back and forth between
yeah.
the two.
Yep.
I don't know. Well, maybe they don't have futuristic people thinking people. I don't know.
Old money.
Oh.
Those folks still are. They don't like the publicity. A lot of people just don't like. They just don't want.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, they're still trying to change it. Remember they wanted to change the name of the Edmund Pettus Bridge?
Yes.
They wanted to change it and still can't get that done.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to change it to the John Lewis Bridge. But that's the fight that's still there.
Well,
yeah.
They need to have a lot. There
needs
to
be a lot.
Yeah, the
bridge is named after a Klansman. So,
there's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a lot all over the country.
Yeah, it's tough.
But when the folks, you know, when all the strength leaves the communities and goes to the big cities, there's nothing left but a bunch of older people who, you know, have been in the struggle for a long time. And then, of course, they don't have the means.
Yeah.
They don't have the means. So, you know, to the millennials and all of you that want to do things to give back to the community, that'll be a nice project. It's for some business people.
And yeah, some of these artists that have means.
Not even artists. I mean, talking about tech people that have
means. They could,
means.
But there's some people who could just, you know, just because they give but don't give to black causes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you're trying to start me early this morning.
Remember Dr. Dre and all the hot water he got in because he wrote a check to some school.
Right.
I forgot what it was. Like, school didn't need the money, but he gave it to him anyway. And they were like, why didn't you give it to HBCUs? And so, yeah.
He's like, what's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
What's that? Yeah.
Who that? I don't know them. Well, you know, it is what it is. And he's still probably popular with people. But anyway, to find out more about, we got off the track a little bit, but to find out more about the big affair starting March 1st, which is Friday, in Selma, Alabama, the Bloody Sunday, Selma to Montgomery March, and Voting Rights Act of 65 commemoration, please contact the Selma. Visit SelmaJubilee.com online, or you can call them at 334-526-2626. And that is from our friends at the Bridge Crossing Jubilee Organization in Selma, Alabama. Hey, how's our buddy Sam doing down there?
You know, I haven't heard from him in quite a while.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Miss Posey She's one of the organizers. I think I'm going to talk to her.
But they've rebuilt that museum, and the museum is nice.
It is. Good. He's probably been busy doing that.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah, because he used to keep us posted,
you know. That's right.
But when you're busy, you don't always have time to post, you know, have time to call folks. So I need to call and check on him, see how he's doing. And also, I wanted to mention this from our friends over at the John Hope and Aurelia Franklin Library. In particular, I missed this one from earlier this month, but I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention because they have a lot of interesting things over there. In particular, during the Black History Month, they have, from the Special Collections Department of the library, they have the J.C. Johnson Collection on view over there now. Say, who is that Cher K? Jazz and pop music composer, lyricist, band leader, producer, playwright, poet, and humanitarian. J.C. Johnson was often referred to as a composer's composer. He was born in 1896 in Chicago, and he became interested in music at a young age, and by 19 he moved to New York City. Now, in his early 20s, he began work as a session pianist, teaming up with vocalists such as Ethel Waters. He composed one of Billie Holiday's first major hits, Traveling All Alone. Other luminaries with whom he collaborated included Fats Waller, Bessie Smith, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Bette Midler, and Bing Crosby. You've probably never heard of J.C. Johnson. During his career, Mr. Johnson wrote and recorded over 200 songs. Among his most famous compositions are The Joint Is Jumpin'. I love that song. The Joint Is Jumpin'. That's from old school style right there. And my mama and them's era. And Empty Bed Blues. As an author, Johnson wrote short stories, poems, articles for magazines and newspapers, and plays. And he has produced theatrical shows in New York. So his collection is extensive, and they are making it available in the Special Collections section of the John Hope and Aurelia Franklin Library. And Mr. Johnson died in New York February 17, 1981. He's survived by his wife, Julie Johnson Ross. So be sure to check out take a look at the J.C. Johnson collection, and undoubtedly you will see some interesting things over there about his wife, about his life. And the ladies, they close on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to check it out during the week. Anyway, let's talk quickly about some weather situations here. We are looking good today. Forecast wise, there is absolutely no mention of rain today, so we can stand down. But although I see clouds rolling in, I'm gonna rebuke you, clouds. Okay, give us our Sunday, please, Lord. It was nice for a few minutes. Anyway, today's partly sunny. And later on, it's supposed to be completely sunny. Today's high about 54. Now, you'll notice how windy it is. Hold the hats down, ladies. Hold them down. The winds are going to be as high as 30 miles per hour. Clear tonight, 29. Kind of cool out there. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. And 32 by tomorrow night. So, nice in the day. It cools down in the evenings. And here we look at this week in the 60s, the low 60s. Wow. We'll take that when we are. We'll take that. And a 20% chance for rain on Wednesday. Probably just in time for the drive home from my show. It always manages at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. As soon as we strap in these studios, then it starts storming. Stormy Wednesday. Anyway, don't forget that we have a flood advisory in effect through tomorrow at about 12 noon. And as as you look at the streams and the creeks and the rivers as they are building and building and building because of all that rain we had. Currently, it is windy, clouds and sun, more clouds than sun, 46 in the Music City. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay?
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Tennessee Army National Guard. Aired by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems from tooth decay to oral cancer are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University, and let's get back to some of the headlines. And of course, the headline for us all in this area is weather. And whether or not we had to bail out water or move our cars or whatever the case may be, it certainly did impact the region. And Metro activated its Emergency Operations Center yesterday and deactivated it at midnight. The EOC partially activated in anticipation of the storm. It was a partial, but it was a whole lot of folks on deck for sure here in Davidson County. And that Office of Emergency Management Partnership is with the Metro Nashville Police Department. And they, and as well as about a dozen other agencies inside of Metro, they started yesterday contacting residents living in the Pennington Bend, Miami Avenue neighborhood. You know, that's over there by Opryland.
Yeah, it is.
And
they've had their flooding issues in the past.
Oh, yes, Lord. And they probably know, you know, head for higher ground. And also at the KOA campgrounds at 2626 Music Valley Drive and the Old Hickory areas, they were asked to leave before the water levels increased over there by that Cumberland River.
Wow.
I wouldn't live on that river for nothing.
I wouldn't.
Okay. Unless I was on a riverboat. And even then, you might, your wind comes, strong wind, getting flooded. Anyway, up until about a few minutes ago, about 20-something minutes ago, the Red Cross shelter was open for some of the area residents. They closed it at 7 at Gavick High School so the folks could have a place to stay overnight that were, some of them were evacuated because of the flooding. Yesterday's flooding certainly kept first responders busy around our city and forced them to close about a dozen roads around Davidson County, including some areas that probably are prone to flooding all the time, such as White Creek Pike and Knight Drive, or Old Hickory Boulevard and I-24, or even Gay Street and 10th Circle North, or even 10th Avenue North and Herman Street. And what about Rosa Parks between Jefferson and Locklear?
Wow.
All the time.
Yep.
So the same spots. Did we learn anything from 2010?
No.
I got to call somebody and ask that question. Because it seemed like this is the same stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I just asked the questions. And I will hopefully get an answer. The Swift Water Rescue crews from the Nashville Fire Department and the Office of Emergency Management were deployed to areas known to flood. And yesterday, the fire department and OEM responded to at least 60 water rescues around the county, especially in the northern part of Davidson County. And there were no reported injuries or fatalities, so that's good news. But 60, that's pretty substantial.
It truly is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And during the height of the severe weather, as it moved through the area, there were brief power outages. According to NES, they had more than 4,200 people without power around 7 o'clock last night. Metro Water Services will continue to monitor the river levels around the county, including in the Bellevue area, where water levels continue to rise. Is Nashville in a fishbowl?
It must be.
Like on a name every side
be.
Of the city. That,
yeah.
What in the world? The Office of Emergency Management teams are going to be on standby today in case these situations crop up. And just remember, when you're driving near or approaching flooded areas, it is best to turn around, for goodness sakes, and don't drown. Turn around and don't drown. Now, how hard is that?
It just depends.
Well, you're a man. I didn't mean to hurt no one's feelings. But I mean, would you just drive through knowing that you can't see the bottom?
Well, sometimes it doesn't look like it's that deep, you know.
Well, that's
depending on what you're driving.
As most things in life, they don't look as dangerous as they are until you get out there and you're like, oh my God.
Or you may run up on it relatively fast and don't realize that you're in it.
Well, and hopefully, you know, that, because that does happen. You know, that can really happen. And by the time you realize it,
you're stuck.
Yeah.
Your motor's locked up and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you totally are. Mm-hmm. But those that just do it for the sake of, I can get through the other side, knowing that, you know,
that's
the last time you just lucked out.
That's those people who are flying down the interstate when it's no matter what the weather conditions are. It could be snowing, blizzard, and that's those are people.
And leave their keys in the car and they're phones and computers, yep. Those people. Oh, okay. They own the same boat. But anyway, a tornado smashed into a commercial district in the small Mississippi city of Columbus, shattering businesses as severe storms raked the South on a weekend of drenching rains and a rising flood threat. The tornado that shattered businesses in the east Mississippi city was confirmed on radar, according to meteorologist Anna Wolverton with the National Weather Service in Jackson. She told the Associated Press that experts would be headed today to the city of about 23,000 people to gauge the tornado's intensity. There were no immediate reports of any deaths or injuries. Elsewhere around the South, homes, highways, and bridges have been flooded or put out of commission by the heavy rains. News outlets report that water rescues have been performed in some Middle Tennessee counties. Flash flood warnings and watches remain in place throughout the South. And that's how it's going to look for us for a couple of days while the water recedes. Some of it is still building, though. But keep that in mind as you travel around the region. Now, here's what's going on also in Nashville. A Nashville lawsuit claims a teenage sex trafficking survivor was the victim of Quest for Profit by Facebook and a hotel chain. The then 15-year-old girl's mother sued Facebook, Roadway Inn, and related companies this week. The lawsuit says Facebook didn't verify a 35-year-old man's identity, prevent communication with minors, or intervene before he persuaded the teen to leave home via private Facebook messaging. It says a Nashville Roadway Inn ignored visible signs of physical and sexual abuse. The girl's attorney, Annie McAdams, is suing Facebook in Houston over two other human trafficking cases. Facebook and Choice Hotels didn't immediately respond to the email seeking comment on Friday. Federal law generally protects tech companies from liability for user actions. There's some gray area depending on how extensively a company moderates their services. So, young girls sure fall prey on that social media a lot. They get caught up. Somebody tell you they love you and meet men. Boom, they're out the door with the quickness.
That's the new... people don't go out
that's
and meet
the new
anymore.
Through the window.
Well, yeah, I guess that's where you can put that, yeah. Most people don't, you know, you don't meet at the mall anymore or something, you know, online is where everybody is.
And you don't know who's on the other end.
Yeah.
Could be the catfish or Jack the Ripper.
Again, it's time to have another show on the teachings about social media and proper use and things of that nature when it comes to youth.
Yeah, definitely. Or another show on heeding the word.
Yeah.
Because that's where the problem is. Anyway, we have our news from our church announcement this morning, and this one is directly from one of the church members. This is from our dear friend, Miss Peggy Wilson. And Peggy, you know, I love you like crazy. So when I heard that the Capers was having a program today, you know, I had to get my people on so that they could do their own church announcement. And how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I am happy to hear that you're up percolating this early Sunday morning, and you all have a big program and everything there. What's going on at the church today?
Good morning. Today at Case Memorial, 319 15th Avenue North, we're celebrating our 187th church anniversary.
Wow.
Our anniversary preacher is Dr. Logan Hampton, the president of Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee. And the Lane College Ensemble, Dr. Ellis Rainbow, is a choir director. So we're inviting you all to come over and celebrate with us one of our heritages in Tennessee. Dr. Ronald M. Poe is a pastor and presiding elder. So come over, worship with us today, and fellowship.
And it starts at what time did you say?
And it starts today at 10 a.m.
Okay. And if they start, you know, getting ready soon, you'll be right on time.
You'll be right on time. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, Peggy, your church is near, right off of, for folks that may not know, Capers is right off of Charlotte Pike, right?
Yes. 319 15th Avenue North, and that is directly behind Burger King on Charlotte Avenue.
Okay. I was hoping that you'd give a landmark. It's easier to find things then. So
this
is a big anniversary. And also, too, Peggy, while I have you on the phone, I want to thank you for all the years of support that you have given us here during our fundraisers and different things that we've had here at the radio station. And I appreciate you. You know, being a friend of the family does not mean you have to be at every fundraiser, but it is luck, because everybody I know, I invite them, you know.
Right.
I know you and I love you, but can you come down and help us?
Well, 88.1 is part of my family. We're sisters and brothers in it together.
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate you, and the best of luck to you today, and thank you so much for your church announcement.
And thank you for having us.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Capers Memorial is having their big to-do today, and the Lane College president and the Lane College choir from Jackson is going to be, should be a lovely program today.
All right.
You know, Lane is a HBCU.
Yes, it is.
And that's our friends down there at Lane, so do support the Capers. A wonderful affair they're going to have at 10 this morning. And a good speaker and choir and the whole shebang. Now, let's get back to, I had something else too, X. This one here came from somebody sent me. This is like next month. So in case you have, no, wait a minute, it's in April. So some people have to make a social calendar so full.
Yeah.
They have to, you know, start penciling 60 days
stuff
out.
In now, yeah.
Because you never know. The, let me see what organization is this. The Young at Heart Ministry, which is AKA the Senior Group, of Temple Church.
Okay.
As Pastor Drumright's
church. That's right, Pastor Darrell Drumright.
They're having in April. They're having a Spring Magic Dinner Dance fundraiser.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and just contact the church. So they're having a big deal, and they're raising money for scholarships and supporting the homeless, etc. So that will be worth, you know, donating to, helping somebody. But you'll hear more about that later on at Temple Church. It's in April. So, that's how that looks. So we took care of our church and our community. Let's get back to some headlines this morning. Let's go to the national news right now. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has filed its sentencing memo in one of two criminal cases against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Prosecutors have filed the document under seal on Friday. It was publicly released yesterday after a judge had a chance to review and approve proposed redactions of sensitive information. Mueller's team isn't recommending a particular sentence for Manafort. He pleaded guilty in September in federal court in Washington to two counts of conspiring, stemming from his Ukrainian political consulting work. And not in bed with Russia? Really? Wow. Is that what he told everybody?
Wow.
While his breath smelled like Ukrainian coffee? come on, man. For real?
That Russian vodka.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Prosecutors also aren't taking a position about whether the prison sentence in the Washington case should run consecutively or concurrently with a separate punishment that Manafort faces in a bank and tax fraud case in Virginia. Now, if you sit at the table with a band of crooks, and all your friends are crooks and scallywags and scandalous people, and you mean to say you're not?
Yeah.
That is more than funny.
But you know what's significant about these charges? That none of them have to do with collusion.
But I said, if you're sitting at a room full of...
Well, what I'm saying is, that's by design. In other words, he colluded, and he was... It's obvious, looking at the big picture,
He's covered in it.
And Roger Stone and Donald
They're
Trump.
They're just a band
Donald
of
Trump
crooks
Jr.
and scallywags.
Yeah. And so I just... I think that they're saving that. It's sort of like we're going to charge you with this, but the thing that I'm really looking at over here, I'm saving that. That's in my back pocket.
Well, and that's cool. That is cool. I cannot wait for the swamp to get cleaned out, hosed out of all these crooks.
So do you have next...
Just a bunch of crooks.
Do you have next Wednesday on your news coming up?
With the guests?
No, I meant the testimony. Michael Cohen, is that part of your...
You know, my focus is on my stuff.
Okay. I mean, you can Google that during the break.
Okay.
So Michael Cohen, about
what's
coming up.
Well, I know, but here's what... Every time we get excited and we think we're going to hear something, they redact it. Or they shut it down.
But
or they keep us... We want to see, like you did, Bill Clinton. We want to see every sorted detail.
Yeah,
Monica Lewinsky's dress. Okay, her shoe size.
Yeah.
We want every stinking detail. We want everything.
Yeah.
So don't deny us the right to know what in the world was going on. You better let the American people know and quit redacting and hiding and ducking.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we found out about Monica's dress and saw pictures of it.
Ken Starr.
Can we not?
Y'all just want to embarrass this president.
Well, he wants to embarrass himself.
Y'all just want to embarrass this Mr. Trump.
Yeah, whatever. Well, he should have thought about that, X, about 50, 60 years ago before he started clowning and has been acting a fool ever since.
Yeah.
But here's the time, you know, time is going to run out on this stuff eventually because there's nobody who... goes unscathed.
Something,
because that's the way life
is. You got to give him an A for effort.
No, I ain't giving him nothing.
He is trying.
You will not hear me.
He's trying, though. He's buying folk off, and he's threatening folk on Twitter.
He's going on a trip.
I mean,
he's going to go
Kim
Jong-un.
He's trying his best to keep...
going to Vietnam to meet Kim Jong-un.
And these folk are here still supporting him.
Bye. We'll see you.
The same folk who was tripping over this email server.
Well, they're still looking for Hillary. At Benghazi.
Those people.
This stuff wear your nerves out. It's so much. Yeah,
those same people.
So much constant craziness.
Yeah.
You know, people are just numb to it. And, you know.
That's the hope. That folks just sort of just look the other way.
And just say, you know, forget it. We'll just be all just
That's
be corrupt.
That's how democracy
and crooked.
Falls.
Well, yeah. Well.
But they say the next person that comes along might be somebody who actually can read and desires to really do some damage.
I don't know if they reelect him. I think it's too late by then. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems, from tooth decay to oral cancer, are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com.
This is the last weekend of February, and this weekend on Blue Slime in the City.
It's a difference, but when you talk about the stories...
That's J1, one of the young guns of the blues, the Southern Soul. I wonder how he got the name J1. Maybe he'll tell us this weekend. And we'll always play the best in blues and southern soul. Join me, Arrojean Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Hi, I'm Julie Mix McPeak, Commissioner for the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance. The Department of Commerce and Insurance regulates insurance in Tennessee. That means more than you might think. We educate consumers, we mediate insurance-related complaints, and we enforce the state's insurance laws. An average of $3 million is returned annually to Tennessee consumers through our efforts. We will not stop advocating for you until we are satisfied you have been treated fairly by your insurance company or agent. We respond to over 3,000 insurance complaints annually. If you have a complaint, contact us today. Always use our website to look up an insurance agent's license before you buy a policy. All agents must be licensed in Tennessee to sell you an insurance policy. We are experts on insurance, so we can explain your options and answer your questions. We protect Tennessee consumers every day, and we want to help you. For more information, visit tn.gov/commerce.
Brought to you by the Department of Commerce and Insurance in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And we're kicking around the headlines today, and we are not expecting rain, although there are a lot of clouds hovering over the city right now. We are anticipating the return of the sunshine again, like we had first thing this morning. And our high today is decent, going to be a decent high today. We're at 46 degrees right now, but our high for today is expected to be about 54. Not so bad, but it shall be quite windy for today. Now, X, I do know that so many people have been discussing the... I Believe I Can Fly, man.
R. Kelly. Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
He, you know, like I said, nobody goes unpunished sometimes.
This is going to be a tough one.
It is.
It's going to be a tough one.
It is. Yeah. Mr. R.
I don't know if he's going to be able to beat this one.
If Bill Cosby went to jail, he might as well get his money on the books now, because he's going. While on trial for child pornography in 2008, R. Kelly still found time to talk to fans, give autographs, and to meet an underage girl he later invited to his home. Not learning from any type of lessons, not even learning. That's according to prosecutors, who at a court hearing yesterday depicted the R&B star as manipulative and sometimes violent. Other accusers included a girl who met Kelly at her 16th birthday party and a hairdresser who expected to braid the singer's hair, only to find out that he wanted oral sex instead. Lordies, have mercy. The accounts emerged as Kelly made his first court appearance since being accused of sexually abusing four people. The case could produce another Me Too movement, reckoning for a celebrity. A judge set the bond at $1 million, meaning the Grammy winner must post $100,000 to me. That's like change to him.
Yeah.
I mean,
he says he doesn't have it, but I find that hard to believe.
Well, I'm just, you know, I find that hard to believe, too, you know.
Royalty checks. I mean, he could have overspent, but I mean, surely he has access, is my point.
Yeah.
He's got his royalty checks alone.
Yeah.
Or have to be in the millions.
Well, I mean, all the songs and albums, but some of the, one of the labels, I think, doesn't want to have his stuff there anymore. They're done with him for now.
But that wouldn't matter much. I mean,
because people can get that on, they can go online and buy stuff.
Yeah, and plus,
buy the oldies.
That's just with the age of technology. I mean, it's, you know, you.
He's still gonna make money.
He's still, yeah. I mean, but if he goes to prison, he'll probably. Well, I don't know.
He'll still make money.
Yeah, it'll. Yeah, yeah, he'll. Yeah.
And then those girls are probably gonna sue him.
Yeah.
Well, I think so he's gonna need to make the money so they can pay off.
I think they'll only be able to prove. I don't know, because in Bill Cosby's case, only one. He went to jail for one charge, but they allowed the testimony of many others.
Right.
So although they're allowing, there's four charges, I think only one actually they have solid proof of, and that's the videotape.
Yeah. Well, that documentary certainly served to be you know, the opening door.
Yeah.
That, because, you know, it's so interesting that a lot of times the things that our community knows about and discusses for a long time,
yeah,
it doesn't reverberate until it hits the mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, bam, you're in trouble. So that's interesting how that works, you know, over time. Because I don't think of anybody in our community, it wouldn't have made a difference in human beings. Anyway, now we have the R. Kelly and then the Jussie Smollett. And I just say,
he's finished.
Let me say,
he's done.
I had not, prior to the initial story.
Mm-hmm. You never seen Empire?
No.
Really?
No, wait a minute. That's not what I'm getting to say. I had not commented publicly.
On the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course you know I've seen Cookie. Come on now, please.
Cookie lied.
Of course I've seen it, but I mean, that's not even the subject right now. I did not make a public comment about this because I was just like, there's too many antlers on this thing. I mean, there's too many handlebars. Yeah. There's too many scenarios. And it just kind of struck me as, you know, and I know some people politically jumped on the wagon and they went on knee-jerk Twitter and Facebook and knee-jerk to knee-jerk. And, you know, when stuff has as many handlebars as this story did, you must cautiously walk toward the future and not just go with the first thing that crosses your mind. Because some of those people have had to backtrack their comments.
They have.
And, but this one here was just way. I'm done.
Unless it's offering prayer for a tragedy or something like that, I don't do it.
Yeah, because it gets misconstrued.
Yeah, I just don't have time, because then if you do one, you got to do every side thing.
It is time consuming now. Yeah. Social media will eat your
time. Unless there's some tragedy where folk have lost lives or something like that, and I'm saying my thoughts and prayers, I just don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I just, it's consuming, very, very consuming of your time. And next thing you know, it's an hour or two later, and you're still flipping through people's stuff. And, you know.
But his career is done.
Oh, he's,
he better start saving.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
And CNN has, is reporting that actor Terrence Howard is supporting him, supporting his television son, Jesse.
Of course.
Jesse Smollett.
He's made some mishaps in his career.
Really? Yeah. Say it, this is so.
but the reason why I say he's probably done for a while, because when you're outed financially by sort of the gay community, you're in trouble. You know, if you, because the writer and director of Empire is gay, and so when that guy says, you know what, I'm, and then the whole, was it Lionsgate or Fox, whoever owns the, and they say, you know, we're separating ourselves. That's a chain reaction, especially because he did it for money purposes.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, that's a heck of a stretch to go through to get a raise, okay?
But you know,
I'm just saying, would you go that far for a raise?
No.
That is the question. Would you go that far?
No.
I mean, come on.
But you know, again, we were talking about social media a few minutes ago with somebody else, weren't we, with the young girls in the internet. So I guess it cuts both ways. That he thought that, I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with this. But I mean, dude, really?
Well,
you're a superstar. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to me, his character on the show itself, it played, this whole thing played out just like the character.
You're right, Jamal.
That, it just was, it was so lined up with the episode of Empire that I just saw it as that.
But I mean, they, financially they said,
Once the show became a hit, he got a raise, $100,000 per episode. Plus, the show is in syndication now. Plus, he has a semi sort of music career. He's touring a little bit. So, I mean, if you're you weren't happy with where you could, the possibilities, where your career
was
going?
Well, his ego might have taken over. Because, when you give somebody that much and they're still not satisfied.
And plucked him from
obscurity.
Exactly. No one knew who he was before Empire.
Well, all I know is that it was so fantastical.
Yeah.
And when folks come out with these fantastical scenarios, question it before you comment. Because if not, you're going to have to backtrack. And another thing, too, now that we know that the Russians participate in our elections and the Russian they botting us. They botting black folks up with fake stuff for us to get upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this will probably be another one of those things that will try to pit black folks against each other.
They'll try and stop us. They'll try and stop us from voting for Joe Biden, I'm sure.
Or voting for anybody, Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Russian bots will be back on this kind of stuff and R. Kelly. And anything where there's differing opinions, they'll be botting us.
Yeah.
So you all be careful when you see all them things that people pass on to each other. In your social media, videos and memes and all that.
Make this go viral.
Right. I'm going to delete. That's viral. That's viral on my stuff. When people send it to me, it goes straight to delete because I don't have time. People sending foolishness to one another. I'm not making anybody go viral. I'm just saying don't because it's going to the can. Empty trash, boom, it's going in. It's just, you know, because you get dozens of them things all the time, and you don't know which one is a Russian bot. Y'all better check into that now, because our community gets fooled too many times by knee-jerk reactions to this, that, and everything. But anyway, back to Terrence Howard. He basically has, you know, he's defending Jesse Smollett, and you know he knows him on a personal level, so you know it makes a difference. He said in a social media post that he shared his love for the actor with a video of a baby sitting on Smollett's lap and breaking into fits of giggles when Smollett tickled him, and he says, "All your ill homies got you. We love the hell out of you." And that was from Terrence Howard. And in one of the comments under the video, a fan criticized him for supporting Smollett. And Howard fired back with a lengthy message defending his decision. Smollett was arrested Thursday on a felony charge of disorderly conduct over falsely claiming he was attacked. Chicago police said Smollett was dissatisfied with his salary on the show and wanted publicly when he filed a police report saying and went publicly when he filed a police report saying two men attacked him and threw a noose around his neck on January 29th in Chicago. He allegedly staged the attack by paying two brothers $3,500 to target him. Police say the men bought masks and a noose to use it in the attack, and the actor directed them on what epitaphs to hurl when they attacked him. And it was from the gay epitaphs and racial. And I mean, he knew what was going to flame folks up.
And now, you know what's even crazier?
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Okay.
Before the alleged attack, Smollett made sure the neighborhood had security cameras to ensure the assault would be recorded. And the Chicago police superintendent said, unfortunately, that particular camera wasn't pointed in that direction.
Wow.
And he was smiling for the camera and showing up for the camera, and it wasn't even pointed at him.
He'll never be a director.
Ever. So Smollett reported the attack to police, who investigated it as a possible hate crime. But as the story unfolded over the weeks, it started unraveling with twists and turns that culminated with his arrest on suspicion of filing a false police report. Mm-hmm. He staged his own shenanigans.
Wow.
I mean, come on now.
There's a report
now,
that says...
Now, that's not Empire. See, I don't know what is. Okay.
There's a report out there that says he actually wrote the brothers a check.
He did for $3,500. I just
really?
Said it. I
missed that part
okay.
there when you said he wrote
He allegedly
that.
Staged the attack by paying two brothers $3,500 to target him, according to police.
Yeah, but he did it by writing a check.
Okay. Same thing, you know. He wrote a check made out to the brothers that's getting ready to put me...
Help me
get my rights.
Pay cash.
I mean, you know. It is a scene from the TV
pay
show.
Pay cash.
It's a scene from
the
show.
You're going to write a check so they can say, well, look.
It's a scene from the show. Okay. Evidence. Mm-hmm. Too many handlebars.
So I wonder how they're going to... if they're
And they go to the store and buy the stuff on camera.
They'll probably recast him. I wonder how they're going to do this.
They're going to write him out for this season. He's gone.
Yeah, but I mean, for the show, for the length of the show...
I don't know. I think he just needs to go be cool.
They'll probably recast him with someone else.
He needs to be cool.
Yeah.
I'm not on that show.
Yeah.
The Fox...
They'll bring another... They'll probably bring a star in to replace him.
Well, there'll be another Jamal.
Yeah.
There'll be a different Jamal.
Yeah.
Okay, he won't play that part anymore. You know how that's done, you know.
Yeah. Chris Brown will replace him or something.
Jamal done changed colors and everything. And that's what happens, you know. Anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Shane.